Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you some edification from God's Word. It is so packed full of edifying, good, pure, and true things. Today, let's talk about faith made perfect. Faith made perfect. What is it to have your faith in Jesus made perfect? Well, many people, mostly churchianity, know of John 3:16 and the faith by which we must be saved, right? John 3:16, God so loved the world, gave his only begotten son. But biblical saving faith today is very, very, very much misunderstood. It's trampled, it's twisted out of context, it's abrogated, it's cut short, it's under attack virtually, and it's very rare especially via churchianity, loaded with all their false doctrines. It is very rare to find true saving faith. It's been watered down to a mere mental assent, just accepting Jesus. But that is not what a saving faith is by any means whatsoever, according to God's word. A head belief of faith alone will not lead to salvation. James 2:19. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So just a head knowledge is not going to get it done. Let's talk about this faith combined with a key element of it that is needed per Scripture. First, what's the topic of my edification? The topic is faith made perfect. Over 20 times in the New Testament word, it tells us to be perfect. This doesn't mean that we have the ability to be sinless like Jesus. No, it tells us we have the ability to be complete and mature. Philippians 3:15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So, perfect. How do we get there? How do we have a standing via our faith, and where is perfection tied to that? Well, let's talk about this. As I said, Scripture says it's not enough to just have a faith, a head knowledge, just believe. Your faith must be made perfect. How is this done? Does God do it all on his own? Many people say, yeah, but that's not true. Does God help us as we work in a covenant with him to make our faith perfect? Yeah, I believe that's how it happens. Check this out. Ready? James 2:21-24. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son up on the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. There you go. Works. Obedience, following God's commands, doing what he asks us to do with faith leads to that perfect, complete, mature standing that we need. Again, perfect means complete and mature. You can't be perfect or complete unless you're born of Christ via the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com, the shed blood of Jesus, repentance, born again by the Spirit, holiness and obedience and enduring till the end. That's the very, very quick gospel path to eternal life. But unless your faith is made perfect by works, you're lacking. What we have today in the culture is, through churchianity, the doctrine of demons all over the place. Faith alone, grace alone, easy believism, greasy grace, you don't have to obey, you're going to heaven no matter what. This destroys millions of souls, leaves people in their sin, void of a saving faith, void of works that prove out their faith, that ultimately your saving faith will save you with works making it perfect. God's word is so clear. Faith needs the action of works to perfect it. That's what James just told us. And the important part to always remember, this is foundational stuff, but very few people have this. God is a conditional covenant God. He always operated under conditional covenants. He tells you what to do, you must do it. He doesn't say it is so no matter what you do and you get the benefit no matter what you do. He says it is so, do it. Forsake your sin and live. Cling to your sin and die. Back to James, verse 23, James 2, 23. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how by works a man is justified, not by faith alone. Yeah, there goes your destroying your faith alone, Martin Luther, Calvinistic gospel. Martin Luther wanted to rip the book of James out because James says, you're not saved by faith alone. Your works prove your saving faith. Faith and works leads to that perfect, complete immaturity that we must have. By the way, you notice he said he was a friend of God. Jesus tells us in John 15, 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Yeah, that's what Jesus has to say. So we are made perfect, mature, and complete through our faith in the gospel, Christ's perfect work, and then works. And that saving faith leads to completeness with works of obedience. It's all tied together. You cannot separate it. Husband loves his wife. Wife loves his husband. Husband's faithful to wife. Wife's faithful to husband. Covenant is good. One of them breaks the covenant and lays with someone else. Covenant broken. Beautiful when it's obeyed and followed. Destruction when sin and disobedience comes in. Here's another verse for you. Hebrews 13:21. Make you perfect in every good work. So by faith, we're working and we're made perfect, complete, and mature to do his will. Working in that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So let's all ponder this idea about what kind of faith we have. How is it made perfect? Our works are the evidence of the faith we have in Christ. Yeah, faith and works, works and faith go together. Without it, you don't even have a saving faith. And James says this, James 2, 20. But will thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. That means faith without obeying God is dead. Hebrews 5, 9 says Christ made the way of eternal life to those who obey him. Very clear, very, very clear. And one last point for you. Scripture says, 1 Thess 5, prove all things, test all things. Your works are always proving your faith and perfecting it before the Lord, before your brethren, before anybody that witnesses it. Think about that. It's making you perfect, complete, and mature because your works are proving and perfecting your faith. I think it's a beautiful thing. Go read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. You're going to see a whole bunch of saints of old that had faith and works, which Paul talks about there. That was their works, perfecting their faith. So as you labor in work, saints, sound doctrine that saves us, 1 Timothy 4:16, what are we really doing? Well, we're of faith in Christ. We're working hard as saints for him. We strive to obey God, and thus we're perfecting our faith unto salvation. So think about that. Works and faith going together. It's a perfecting of our faith. We're saved by faith. No doubt about it, but works play an important part in that. And the scriptures are very clear. Love you all. Hope that blessed you. Check out don'tperish.com, all of the resources. Till next time, go forth and have a glorious day. And may God be praised.